mindfulness of heart mind. Ensure that you are at ease with your posture and your body is free from constriction and discomfort. Set the intention that for the next 15 to 20 minutes, you'll first ground yourself with mindfulness of body practices, then shift your attention to monitoring and contemplating the heart. Also know that being mindful of heart mind can include being aware of emotions as they arise and pass away, moment to moment. So let awareness center on a chosen primary object. This could be sitting or the rising and falling of your abdomen. It could be sensations in your body or sounds. Whatever you choose, let that object be like an anchor or place of reference where you can bring your attention back to when you need. Allow your attention to be open and accepting, and be with experience moment to moment. Use noting, if this is helpful, to bring about direct and clear moment-to-moment awareness in a non-judgmental manner. If you use noting, note whatever is happening in a soft yet clear and distinct manner. Just as a stage may have many performers and props, but a spotlight can focus on one part of the stage, let the spotlight of your awareness focus on the state of your heart mind. Do not reject other experiences, but let the state of your heart mind be the focus of attention. You can shift your attention as if it's resting around the area of your chest, if you wish. But let the central focus be on the state of your mind, or the general flavor, color, or atmosphere of your mood. Just as a kind and caring healer may pay attention to the state of your being, bring kind and curious attention to the state of your heart. What are you experiencing right now in the domain of moods, emotions, or mind states? Tune into your heart and ask yourself, what is happening right now? In a manner that is kind, spacious, and allowing, ask yourself, what am I experiencing in this moment? Try not to identify with the experience. Do not take it personally, but see if you can see it as a changing event. Try not to be hijacked by thoughts about the experience, and tune in as best you can to the state of your heart mind. Is your heart peaceful and calm? Or is it disturbed by craving and longing? Is the state of your heart mind contracted and frightened? Or is it open and expansive with qualities of generosity and kindness? Is the state of your mind aversive, prickly, frustrated or angry, condemning and judgmental? Or is it loving, open, kind, soft and accepting? Is the predominant state of your heart mind sad, depressed, or miserable? Or is it buoyant, light, and joyful? Is it confused and uncertain, restless, and distracted? Or is it calm, clear, confident and focused? What is the state of your heart mind right now? Be allowing and open, and try to note and name the state of mind objectively and accurately. Once you have identified the current state of your mind, monitor how it changes. If there's some physical sensations, whether strong or subtle, related to the state of your heart mind, tune into how these sensations feel, how it feels in your body, and notice how this experience changes. Sometimes the state of your mind may intensify, and sometimes it may subside. Be content with whatever happens. Try not to grasp after the pleasant, or reject and condemn the unpleasant. Simply be allowing, be spacious. And see states of mind as they are, without making more than what they are. See them as they are, without thinking unrealistically about them. Be allowing, spacious, open-minded, kind, compassionate, present, and notice how the experience arises and passes by. rest in awareness of the changing aspects of the heart-mind. Simply be present for the heart. Simply be present for the heart of your experience and let it come and go by taking refuge in the quality of awake awareness. Resting in awareness, you can hold and cradle any painful experience with kindness and care. Simply let painful states of mind be. Remember they are not you and that they change. Let go of struggle and let the experience be. When you give the experience space, it is as if you take refuge in awareness. Firmly grounded in awareness, you can be deeply peaceful with all experiences. By taking refuge in awareness, it is possible to tolerate all pain. Take refuge in awareness and allow awareness to be your stable point of reference. It is as if this witnessing is deep and still within the roots of your being. Let awareness be like a solid and stable mountain in the midst of a windy storm. Let awareness be like the still depths of a lake when the surface is turbulent, or like a solid island rock in the middle of rough oceans with strong waves. The states of the heart-mind are like waves coming and going, arising with distinct energy, then rolling on by and changing to something else. Note their presence. Name them, label them if you can. Because they change, they are not you. Let it be and let it change. Be at peace with the experience. If the experience is painful or uncomfortable, allow the power of compassion to help you bear and tolerate the distress. Let compassionate awareness be like an open house and see painful states of mind like visitors. Honor them and let their presence be felt in the body, but then let the door open and let the state pass through. Resting in a perspective of awareness, nurture and nestle wholesome states of mind. Try not to grasp after them. Without you getting in the road, joy and peace can arise naturally and without effort. Whether the changing states of your heart mind are wholesome and pleasant, or painful and difficult to bear, be kind and spacious with the experience. Simply stay present and note the experience of the heart mind with openness, compassion, and care. Be like a solid rock island in the ocean. Be like the still depths of a lake. Be like a solid mountain. Be with experience and let the experience roll by. Be present completely here now, practicing mindfulness of heart mind. In a few moments, this recording will come to a close. If you found it useful, you can continue to practice that which was helpful during formal meditation practices or during your day-to-day, moment-to-moment activities. May mindfulness of the heart-mind bring peace and joy to all.